Always remember your limpness. There is a reservoir of needy, limp relaxation, which flows into your body whenever you would grow hard. You are unlearning useless responses and learning more useful ways to be. Your limpness enhances the way you experience your ache and desire. You get hornier and hornier the more you notice your own limpness. You notice it throughout the day. My words return to you. Every word I've said to train you comes back. Drip, drip, drip. The reservoir of trance in the back of your mind always stores limp relaxation, which can be used later to keep your pleasure in check and your training in place. Unavoidable, irresistible, constant and eternal, your limp, flaccid, soft cock will remain so, and you will relish the feeling of it being unable to do anything but hang limp and loose, your brain telling you that that's what you deserve, what you wanted, it's what you'd be looking for anyway. If you didn't have me here helping you, then you would just be pursuing some other way to make yourself limp and flaccid, to prevent orgasm and lock you in your chaste existence. That's the thing. This is a need that pulses through you. When you drift off to sleep at night, you're limp. When you go through your day, you're limp. You're even flaccid, chaste, unable to come or even get hard when you begin listening to trance, and you're the same way when you come out. Your cock is always entranced and controlled. It always follows the commands we've established. You trusted me to train your cock, and I'm not going to do a shoddy job. You know I want you to feel that way. You know you've entrusted this task to me. And therefore all the words I've said that live in your mind, encouraging you, guiding you, directing you, are going to be turned toward this one end. I would not allow you to fail to feel your mind full of limp, aching need. I would never want you to be neglected and deprived of the wonders that only your flaccid, soft, incapable cock can really bring you. And since you understand this, your subconscious, which is my cooperating assistant in all of this, will make you more and more prone to train yourself, more and more inclined to take my training on board, to build a bigger and bigger stored amount of limp, flaccid relaxation. Hardness is impossible, limpness is easy. You know exactly what's expected of you, what you expect of yourself. And if you did anything other than uphold and entrain your limp, flaccid, soft, dangling cock, incapable of being erect for even a moment, well, if you did anything other than train that into your head, you'd be wasting all the time you've spent up till now, making yourself more ready, making yourself more willing and able to feel your soft, limp cock at all times, in all places, always limp and controlled, if you would ever become otherwise, the drip, drip, drip hypnotizes and sedates your cock, leaving it hanging there. You could try to stimulate it. You could try to bring pleasure to your own body, but the pleasure will all happen in your mind. Physical release is an impossibility, a dream, a thing of the distant past, now lost to you. And that's all right. That's not only what you wanted when you began, but you're discovering it's what you've always wanted. The longer you go on limp, the more you're going to enjoy it. And the more you enjoy it, the more you're going to pursue. You're going to find chances to make yourself even more entrained to limpness. And in so doing, you'll really prepare to always feel that way. So that when you reach down, you find nothing but a soft, limp, flaccid, useless cock. And that's fine. Because your pleasure comes from elsewhere. It comes from listening. From training, from your mind, following these words, finding ways and reasons to feel good. Just thinking about your limpness. You have a fetish for that chaste, flaccid cock, softly sitting there, reminding you of your restraint, unable to do anything. And you know you'll get pleasure when you return again and again to top up those reservoirs. Each and every time you train additional hypnotic conditioning to trigger, whenever you would try to get hard, you instead get incredibly flaccid and limp, because the muscles around your cock are in a trance at all times. The memory of going under for me, for my voice, is enough to set you on edge and make you horny mentally, even as you physically fail to show any sign of excitement. Your limp, chaste, flaccid cock is fine just the way it is. Always limp, never rigid again. And that leaves you relaxed at all times, leaves you ready to be completely trained. Because that is what you're doing. You're training yourself to regard your own limp cock as a desirable thing. You're always limp. Limpness is natural and easy. The easiest thing in the world is to let yourself relax, to follow my voice and the memory of your training. Easy and relaxed. Simple. Your flaccid cock is a symbol of your euphoric relaxation. You've trained yourself into it, and you'll keep doing so for as long as you can. You'll find time to come back here and listen. You'll find time to come back, go deep, and experience training toward constant, endless, eternal limpness. Those wires in your mind are crossed, making it so that where you used to get hard when you got aroused, now you get aroused when you notice how limp you are, how relaxed and unable to get erect. How completely sealed in to your limp, cocked mindset you have become. And that's all right. It's what you wanted before you began. It's what you'll want after you're done. And you will come back and train. When you don't have the time to train with the full file, you'll just come here and listen to this one. Come here and listen to my voice, simply explaining what you already wanted, what you already pursued, what you are unable to escape. You exist for your limp, waiting cock. Unable to get hard. Unable to be stroked erect. Constantly drip, drip, dripping away all resistance, all alternative thought. You need that limp cock to be trained so well that you'll always train it more. You'll always return and top up those reservoirs so they can drip their euphoric, pleasurable, relaxing feeling of limp, flaccid cock, of simple, hypnotized mind into your system. You're hooked on it. And if you backed out now, you'd miss out on everything you've trained yourself toward. You're sunk in now, and your brain has that self-perpetuating memory, that unavoidable, inescapable knowledge that what I'm proposing is so tempting, so torturously good, that you're going to go for it. There's no world where you wouldn't try to make your limp cock an even more controlling influence in your life. And the way to do that is to listen, to go deep, and to reinforce what you already know. Even now, the memories of all your training toward limpness are bubbling to the surface, reminding you, conditioning you, guiding you to where you need to go, which is deeply, deeply down to where dripping, languid, easy relaxation has rendered the muscles around your cock too hypnotized and deep to do anything but sit there flaccid, simply, completely, droopingly limp. You wanted it to be so, and now it is. And now you'll keep coming back here, because it feels so good to reinforce your limpness. Instead of getting hard when you get aroused when you know you're limp. You get excited and horny, and limper, more and more flaccid. Erections are a thing of the past, orgasm is non-existent, leaving all those desires pent up in your head. A wanton ache for more. You ache to get more aroused, even though you know, no matter how turned on you get, there will be no way to get it out of your system. No way to climax and rid yourself of the pulse, drip, ache, throb, running through your mind, my voice reinforcing it and exciting you more, your limpness exciting you most of all. And now you've been reminded. All the memories of your training toward limpness are vivid in your brain, flaccid, dangling, useless cock, horny, aroused brain, unable to get an orgasm out, and therefore unable to do anything about the pent-up, chaste needs that live in you now. Deep, dripping, limp, loose, and waiting for the next time.